Now, live from the WOAI studios in San Antonio, it's the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 800-383-9624 or go to joepags.com. And now, it's Joe Pags.
Hey, great radio stations across the land, iHeartRadio, joepags.com. Also Newsmax TV, it's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you here on a Monday. Oh, yeah. That's a Motown Monday. That's how we do. That is Carrie Lockheed, my news anchor, general pain in my rear end. Carrie, what up? I can't hear you.
Now, can you hear me?
What's up now?
Oh.
Hey, how are you?
There we go.
All good?
All good.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it was nice. How was yours?
Did you make it happen?
Of course. Hello.
Did you get it done?
Yep. Sure did.
You're really low today. Paula, can you crank Carrie's mic, please? You see, what happens is over the weekend, people play with the board, and then it sounds weird. Although, I don't think anybody goes in our studio, do they?
I think they do. They're in here.
Did they? Yeah, well, they shouldn't. It's the Joe Pags studio. Get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so, yeah, glad to have you along for the ride. Lots going on. Simple reminder to you people driving down the road. Joe Pags teaches you people how to drive. Little segment that we haven't done in a while. If you're in the left lane, you're in the passing lane. If there's somebody behind you who wants to go faster than you, you're in the wrong lane. And I like this game. Karen, I don't know if anybody plays this game with you.
Yeah.
But I'm in the right lane, traveling like I should be. This is right for those watching on television. I'm not going to turn around to show you right and left, but this is right, let's say. And I'm going down the road, and there's a person here in the left lane who's behind me, and I'm coming up on a car that's in front of me that I want to pass, but the person in the left lane is going just about the same speed as I am.
Yeah.
And instead of traveling in the travel lane, they're in the fast lane to where I'm going to have to cut them off to go around this person. So I had to keep on speeding up, getting over, getting back over. And the person never got in the right lane.
Yeah.
Let me say it again. If you're on a highway and there are two lanes, the right lane is the travel lane. The left lane is the passing lane.
Yes.
If you're in the left lane and people are passing you in the right lane, you're in the wrong lane.
Happens every
day.
Doofus.
So, yeah. So, please learn. Please learn how to be on it.
They will not.
And then, we eventually got to like a light way down. We have very strange highways in San Antonio and north of San Antonio. 281 is a highway, especially north of 1604. People in town know what I'm talking about. But there are lights on it. After you pass a certain, area, you'd have no lights for a long time, and it's a passing lane, travel lane situation. And then eventually you get lights again. It's very weird. So we actually catch up to each other in the light. I'm looking at the guy, and he's looking at me like I'm on crack or something, like I'm the idiot.
Of course
I'm not the idiot.
Yeah.
And just before that, one of the areas where there was a light, I've got a woman in front of me who the light changes. The speed limit's, I think, 45 or 55 in that area. And she's going 20. And it's clear she's not going to go faster than 20.
Rather.
I pull up. What's she doing?
Talking on her phone, texting, maybe?
Not talking on it. She's texting her ass off or messaging or whatever. Just looking straight down while going on the highway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I beeped because I'm the beeper. I don't flip people off. People in Texas, for some reason, will flip you off for no reason. But I'm a beeper, and I beeped at her. She looked at me, and again, I was the devil incarnate. Who was I?
Of course.
To beep. And by the way, San Antonio's like a $200 ticket if you're on the cell phone while you're driving down the road. Stop it.
I know. Yes, please. It's stupid.
You can't get the hands free?
Don't do it.
Get the hands free.
Yes.
So that's a little segment we like to call Joe Pags teaches you people how to drive. No, Karina, I'm not taking any phone calls on that. Although I'm sure people will call in on that because, well, what if you're in this situation? People are always ready to argue. You ever notice that?
Mm-hmm.
They're always ready to argue about something.
I know.
By the way, happy birthday to you. Come on, Carrie. Happy birthday to you. Come on, Carrie, keep it up. Happy birthday, Harmony. No. You're not going to do it, are you?
No, I don't think she wants to hear us both sing like that.
It is our Karina's birthday today. Karina, 21 years old today, can go and buy a beer legally today. 21 years old. Karina, happy birthday.
Thank you.
21, right?
21 years old, yep.
How old are you, really?
I
should know, but I don't. You are not 28.
Yeah,
what?
28 years old.
No, Carrie, how did our Karina become 28? How did that happen?
I don't know. Don't look a day over 23.
Are you sure? Can I see your birth certificate? I'm not buying that, by the way.
Sure.
And by the way, you're at work. Today is actually your birthday, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing after the show? You go do something? Are we all invited to the party? I mean, I didn't get an invitation.
Yeah, just like I invited you to my graduation party. And
I don't remember that. I got a cookie, but there was no invitation with the cookie.
Definitely invitation, but yeah. No, I'm doing
dinner
afterwards.
The cookie, 3 years later, I had the cookie was still in my bag. I ended up throwing it away.
Great.
But it was a sweet. You mean so much. I carried the cookie around for 3 years.
Okay, I see.
I mean, I might have forgotten about it, but I still had the cookie with me for 3 years. All right. So after the show tonight, you're gonna go to dinner.
Yeah, dinner.
Where are we going?
I think we're doing Longhorn Steakhouse. I'm not sure. Everything closes
really?
So early in New
Yummy.
Braunfels.
Yummy. Medium rare. Mm-hmm. If you could order mine up, medium rare. I'd like to have that. That'd be great. Green beans. I can't do the potatoes, okay?
Okay, got it.
Now, do you go medium rare as well or not?
Yeah, I actually do.
Duh. Yeah, and Carrie, isn't it the only way to eat a steak, medium
Absolutely.
Rare?
Absolutely. The only way.
Do not buy a steak if you're not going to get it medium rare. Nope. Polo, medium rare, are you down?
Medium.
Yeah, you can't go then.
You can't go.
So Karina, Carrie, and I will go. Nobody else is going, right? Karina, just the three of us?
I think my family will be there.
What?
Yeah.
Your family likes me, though, right?
Yeah, they like you. They haven't met you.
Says,
so maybe that's
doesn't
why.
Sound very
What does that mean? What does that mean?
Well, it happens.
Yeah, they like you.
They do.
They
like
you.
But, I mean, you've never met my family, so.
I've wanted to. You've kept them away from me for what now? Four
for
years? Five? How long have you been on the show?
They gave you a birthday present. Then they gave you like
and I still have it. It's the Spurs cooler. I love it.
So
I love it.
Go.
I still have it. It's right here in the studio. Well, it's just outside of the studio. Mm-hmm. I haven't used it yet, but I have it and I love it. And I look at it and I say, oh, isn't that nice? But see, I always thought that you gave me that. That was from your family.
No, I said that was from my parents. You did use it for the ice bucket challenge.
Did I use that for the ice bucket challenge?
Yeah.
Okay. Boom. There you go. See, we raised money with that great gift that your parents gave us. So in other words, you've never given me a gift. I thought you gave me that.
No, I've given you a gift.
Wow.
But it was years ago.
I'll bet. Well, listen, happy birthday.
Thank you.
Enjoy the steakhouse. You'll notice I have not said a word about the guy because you've been with this dude for a while now, and I'm leaving it alone because I keep on screwing it up somehow.
Yeah.
So you're good there, right?
Uh-huh. Good there.
How long has it been?
Oh, man. Like 6 months.
I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to do anything. Stop. Don't get all scared.
6 months or so. I'm surprised you knew because I thought like as soon as you knew you would say
every
something.
Picture you keep on posting pictures of him and stuff. I have left it alone.
Okay, thank you.
I haven't gone there.
Thank you.
I'm not asking his name or anything because when I get involved they run away and I don't know what the problem is, but just tell him to calm his ass.
Okay.
6 months, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. No, is that I'm not being rude, just asking. You don't have to answer. Is that a record?
I knew you were gonna ask me that.
Well, is it or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, see? There you go. Right answer, because he's probably listening, isn't he?
No, he's not listening right now.
Wow, so he doesn't even listen to the show. Does he know what you do for a living?
He's working right now.
Okay. All right, well, listen, happy birthday. We're very happy for you.
Thank
I am
you.
Surprised that you're 28. You look like you're 22, so there you go. Take that to the bank.
Thank you.
Carrie, did you want to say something to our Karina, or just forget it, I guess?
No, I told her. Absolutely. Happy birthday. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, I can't believe I had to ask you to tell her.
Thank you,
I can't believe I asked you to tell her.
Hey, did you say something to her on Facebook
Yeah, she posted happy birthday on Facebook.
I didn't have to. I'm sorry. I just did it to 4 million listeners. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. You beat me then.
I just did it to 4 million listeners and 35 million subscribers. I suck. What a horrible guy I am.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you, and we love having you on the program, even though you haven't got me anything for a long time. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. We have to get into Roy Moore and Sean Hannity. Did you see all this, the dust up over the weekend with Roy Moore and Sean Hannity?
I sure did, yeah.
Okay, we're going to get into that in earnest when we come back. Bottom of hour number two, I've got Lou Euler on. He is a tax expert, actually worked with the Reagan campaign or the Reagan administration, and has now also worked with the Trump administration. What's the difference between the House and the Senate version of the tax plan? We'll talk about that. Do you really save money? Are the Democrats right when they say that, you know, they're going to steal from the poor and give to the rich, which doesn't make any sense in anybody's logic? So we'll talk about that. But when we come back, Keurig, Realtor.com, Sean Hannity, Media Matters, Roy Moore. Oh, yeah. Carrie, it's all intertwined. It's all,
I know it is.
Yes, I talked to Sean yesterday about this. So it's interesting. This whole thing is going nuts. We'll get, and I'll ask the question right now. Do you think Roy Moore, and you can call the number, 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com, do you think Roy Moore should drop out of the race? It's a simple question because now all of a sudden somehow Gloria Allred has a client.
Yeah.
How does she always find the clients, Carrie? How does that happen?
I don't know.
Because is somebody really walking around Gadsden, Alabama going, you know, I think I'll call Gloria Allred. Does that really happen?
I don't know. I think she finds them, I think.
You think? You think Gloria Allred said, let me go to Gadsden, Alabama?
Mm-hmm.
All right. 1-800-383-9624, JoePags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.